all of these executed with barely visible brushstrokes in a palette of oil colours that would look good on any wall, in any context, in any country. They weren't contentious, they certainly weren't political, and they were selling like mad. Now, my impression that I'd sold out was a private one, shared neither by my gallerist, Julien, happily traipsing about the room affixing red dots to the dry wall, nor by the swell of brightly dressed expatriates pushing their way through conversations to knock their plastic glasses of Chablis against mine. There was nothing to be grim about. I was relatively young, and this was Paris, and this night was a night that I'd been working toward for some time. But from the minute I'd seen Julien place a red sticker underneath the first painting I'd done in the series, The Blue Bear, I'd been plagued by the feeling that I'd done something irreversible, that I wasn't where I was supposed to be, that I hadn't been for months. Worse yet, I had no anchor, no one to set me back on course. My wife of 7 years, a no-nonsense French lawyer who had stuck by my side in grad school as I showcased found sculptures constructed from other people's rubbish and dollhouses made out of Barbie doll packaging, was a meter of my creative decline. Anne-Laure de Bourigeau was not going to lie and tell me that I'd made it. The person who would have, the one person who I wanted to comfort and reboost me, was across the channel with a man who was more reliable, easygoing, more available than me. And so it fell to the red stickers and the handshakes of would-be patrons to fuel me with self-worth. But halfway through the evening, with my own wife brightly sparkling in front of everyone but me, I was unmoored and drifting, tempted to sink. In the car after the opening, Anne thrusts the Peugeot into first gear. Driving stick in Paris is cathartic when she's anxious. I often let her drive. Anne strained against her seatbelt, reaching out to verify that our daughter was wearing hers. "You all right, princess?" I asked, turning around also. Camille smoothed out the billowing layers of the ruffled pink tube skirt she'd picked out for Dad's big night.
"No,"
she said, yawning. "You didn't take the last yop, right?" This was asked of me, by my wife. The streetlight cut into the car, illuminating the steering wheel, the dusty dashboard, the humming, buzzing electroland of our interior mobile world. Anne had had her hair done. I knew better than to ask, but I recognized the scent of the hairspray that made its metallic strawberry way twice a month into our lives. I looked into her eyes that she had lined beautifully in the nonchalant and yet studied manner of the French. I forced a smile. "No, I didn't." "Good," she said, edging the car out of the parking spot. "Cam-Cam, we'll have a little snack when we get home." Paris. Paris at night. Paris at night is a street show of 100 moments you might have lived. You might have been the couple beneath the street lamp by the Place de la Concorde, holding out a camera directed at themselves. You might have been the old man on the bridge staring at the houseboats. You might have been the person that girl was smiling in response to as she crossed that same bridge on her cell phone. Or you might be a man in a shitty French export engaged in a discussion about liquid yogurt with his wife. Paris is a city of 100 million lights, and sometimes they flicker. Sometimes they go out. Anne pushed on the radio, set it to the news. The molten contralto of the female announcer filled the silence of our car. "At an opening of a meeting at Camp David, British Prime Minister Tony Blair fully endorsed President Bush's intention to find and destroy the weapons of mass destruction purportedly hidden in Iraq." And then, the reedy liltings of my once proud Prime Minister. "The policy of inaction is not a policy we can responsibly subscribe to." "Right," said Anne. "Inaction." "It's madness," I said, ignoring her pointed phrasing. "People getting scared because they're told to be, without asking why." Anne flicked on the blinker